Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Senator Rich Taylor to talk about the education budget and some other issues going on in Des Moines. So first thing I wanted to get your thoughts on is they just put up the education budget. For those who aren't too familiar with it, one, can you tell me a little bit about how that played out and what your thoughts are and how that shaped up?
What was passed was a 2.06 what we call allowable growth for our K through 12 school systems, public school systems. And I was disappointed in that. The schools actually told us if you want us to do any better, we're going to need at least 3%. And the governor had asked for 2.3%, which was, you know, even quite a bit better than what we got. So I was pretty disappointed that we couldn't even come to the governor's level. I think what's going to happen is that it's going to short our schools, and we're going to see increased class sizes, and we're going to see some programs in our schools go away. And I think that's the wrong direction for our kids in Iowa.
And then why do you think we couldn't get to that 2.3 number or even closer to that 3% like the schools had asked for?
Actually, I have no idea. The Republicans, you know, they're in charge of the state government, and I guess maybe they've got some plan to give more tax away to the wealthy. I would assume that's what's going on. Seems like every year we manage to give plenty of money away to people that really don't need it. And don't run our programs, so I'm guessing that that's where this is headed.
And then what else do you have going on in Des Moines?
Well, one of the big ones right now that's going on is the way that we pick our judges in Iowa. They're wanting to make this a political process to pick our judges, and for 57 years we've managed to keep politics out of our court system, and what they're going to do will make this to where someone that gets picked to be a judge will actually maybe owe someone a favor for doing that. And I don't think that's how we should have our court system set up. I think we should keep politics completely out of it like we currently do. But again, the Republican Party is in charge, and they want to make sure that they have on the court systems who they want to hopefully to rule the way that they see it rather than rule according to what it says in law and what it says in our Constitution.
And yeah, that's definitely been a hot topic recently. Can you give me a little bit of background on kind of how the system runs now?
Well, right now our governor picks half of the people that will be on the committee to select recommendations for who they think should be judges, and then the other half of the people that are on that committee, the nominating committee, are picked by our lawyers, our experts in the field, and they know who the lawyers are that they think would do a good job as a judge, and they're local. They pick their own on the local nominating committees, and they're bipartisan, so it's just a good way of doing it that keeps, like I say, it just keeps politics completely out of it. Well, it's a real bad deal. The Senate should be confirming whoever is picked as a judge.
Well, you answered all of my questions. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or anything else you'd like to tell the constituents of your district?
Come and see me. If you see something that's a problem, let me know. Let me know your opinions on things. I don't pretend to know everything, and so I kind of appreciate when people come in with their point of views, because a lot of times they'll bring something up that, you know, I never thought of it from that angle. So they should get a hold of me if I'm their representative or senator, and they should get a hold of anybody that is their senator or their representative, and let them know as well. And come to the Capitol and see us. It's always good to see a friendly face from back home.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Senator Rich Taylor to talk about the education budget and some of the other things he's working on in Des Moines. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.